Okay, so we'll start talking a little bit about Sfiras HaOmer, some of the Negei Deka Halachas. So, first of all, the first in Taf Pei Tes Sif Aleph, this is where the Halacha tells us about Sfiras HaOmer. It says, "Below Sheni Achatilas Arvis Maschil Lispar HaOmer." So you start counting Sfiras HaOmer, we know the second night of Pesach. Some of the negeya. If you forgot, so then hoylech b'sefer kolay, you can still count all night. Mitzvah kolach l'shpul asma, everybody has to count for themselves. Okay, some other halachas, you have to do it standing, you have to make a bracha, you have to count days and weeks. Okay, fine. So, is Sfiras HaOmer a mitzvah d'araisa, or is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Oh, because that's exactly what it is, and we'll see. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Actually, the Be'er Halacha. So you have the Be'er Halacha. We'll see. Maybe there's a few other shittas. So we'll just start off. It says Lispar HaOmer. Lispar HaOmer is the Be'er Halacha. Hinei das Rambam v'hachinuch shehu noyeg min ha-toira gam ata. It's min ha-raisa, even now. Achein, however, das ha-tur v'shulchan aruch v'kama poiskim. She'ena b'zmanaza ela zeich lamikdash she'akriv leiver. V'chein v'sugis ha'poiskim simenze. He says, so it seems like Roif Poiskim hold that it's a derabanan and only the Rambam and the Chinuch. He says, achein b'emes haRambam gam kin la'bichidoch v'daita. He's not only him by himself. She'gam das Rabbeinu Yishaya keinu v'ayin ayin mishibal in leket. V'chein v'gam das Rabbeinu ben Yamin sham ayin sham v'sever simen. Okay, so he brings a number of Rishayim that also hold this Daraisa. Don't think that this is like a roiv against the Miyat. There's a lot of Shitas going both ways. And it's going to be very Negeya. It's going to be very Negeya. And hopefully we'll see today how it can be Negeya. Okay, Siv Beis. So that's just the basics. Siv Beis, and this is really negay because a lot of people daven mincha shuls, and then right after mincha they daven ma'ariv, and right after ma'ariv they bench Sfiras HaOmer. So you always see, you know, some people are they gonna bench now? Sfiras HaOmer gonna wait? They're not sure what to do. So let's see what he says here. Siv Beis. So first it talks about if somebody makes a mistake. If let's say it was a dark day, you thought it was night already. You berachal Sfiras HaOmer, so you made a bracha. It's getting dark, may as well say Sfiras HaOmer. So then, you have to count again. When it gets dark, you have to make sure that you count again.
What's the bracha?
No, you know. I do not. That's what he says, right? Yeah, Rashi. Yeah. Mishabura says, Lispar kishatashach ubebracha kedin. And you should say it with the bracha. Okay, so.
This is so, the first time you counted this before, with the wrong date.
What?
The first time you counted tonight, you had the wrong date?
No, well, he thought it was night.
Well, wasn't
he thought it was night. It was a dark day. So he thought it was night. So he made the bracha and everything.
Yeah.
So like Shlomo said, the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to make again the bracha again at night. We're talking about Sfiras HaOmer.
Really. What he did was nothing.
Right. It was just a bracha levatal. Unfortunately, it was a bracha levatal. So he's got to do everything again. So now, this is where it comes in. We're in Taf Pei Tes Siv Beis. Bamedaktikim, the people that are careful, Einam Soifrim Atzei Sakechav. The people that are careful with mitzvahs, they make sure not to count Sfiras HaOmer until Seis. The Chein Roy Lasses. And that is.
Is it black and white? Seis is good before Seis is not good? Or there's a.
Because you're shtelling on the Lashon says Medaktikin. So it sounds like.
A lot of shuls daven.
Yeah, they daven way before Seis. Absolutely,
and
right.
They say it and then they say this.
Right, they say it right away. So that's what we're going to discuss right now. So Medaktikin is a Lashon. Like, if you want to be very Medaktik, so then.
You're going to before, but try and.
Exactly, that's what it sounds like. So take a look in the Shavura. Sivkot Yodalid. The Medaktikin. Right to Leimar. Diminadin Haya Efshe Lahakel. Lispar Misha Teshach. Av Kayim Seis Gachav. Minadin. You want to be Yotze Mekar Adin. You can even say that. You can even bench Sfiras HaOmer before it says. So, as long as it gets started. The Bein Hashmash is what's the reason? Well, why is someone makes. You always have to wait for it says, right? Why do you have to. So it says, the Bein Hashmash is who's fake Lila. Because what's Bein Hashmash is? Bein Hashmash is a Suffolk Lila. It's Suffolk whether it's night. Right? Vaslina Lakula of a Suffolk Derabana. So you go Lakula by a Suffolk Derabana. Now, We just said before that we have machlokes rishonim, a tremendous machlokes rishonim, whether sfiras ha'omer is a daraisa derabanan. So according to Mishbru, he's saying, well, since he says, look at the next line. B'sfira b'zman hazeh shehu min rabbanan, the right paiskim. So according to Mishbru, since right paiskim hold that sfiras ha'omer is a derabanan, so now you have a suffix because it's been a shmashus, whether it's nighttime. So you have a suffix derabanan. So suffix derabanan, cool. You can go ahead and make the brach and do sfiras ha'omer. So he says al mikom akayim. However, ain't nothing lahafnas asma la suffix lechila. Why should a person put himself lechila into a suffix? So lahafi hamidaktekin mamtina natzesa gachavim shubavadai lael. So could be that if we're not in Detroit, it would be a little easier to have this medaktikin, because I mean, Detroit sometimes it gets really late. I mean, Marvin, you want to get safe, it can be really late. But
10:07.
Yes. Okay. So people that
come on in, have a bagel.
Okay. So that's what this whole lashon is. So really, Beinu Shmash is going to be yaitzik because it's a din davar. Now. So the Mechaber already said the medaktikin is two lashonis, two things. First he says medaktikin you should it's not in the it medaktikin should wait till tzeis. Then he says v'chein roi lasis. He says two lashonis that you should do. So look at the Mishnah v'chein roi lasis where it's a loymar lechatila kamakim b'di'evad in beirach min hashmashes yotze ukinam avol. Now like we said before, we said that there's, it seems to be like there's a tremendous machlokes rishonim whether sfiras ha'omer is a daraisa derabanan. And if for some reason the Mishnah Berurah is nemming on for a pashtus, that seems like a machaber also. I mean, machaber's shita is that it's a derabanan. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch holds sfiras ha'omer is a derabanan. So it makes sense why the machaber would say a lashon of a
daktik. Where do you see the machaber saying it's a derabanan?
He doesn't say it, but that's the Beralacha brought it down earlier. That was the first Beralacha that we saw. Beralacha said that the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, which is the machaber, hold that it's a din derabanan. The Rambam and the Chinuch and others hold it's daraisa. But the Shulchan Aruch holds it's derabanan. So the Shulchan Aruch holds it's derabanan. So that's why it makes sense that he would say a lashon of a daktik. Now what about us? What should we do? Should we go with the Mechaber? Should we go with other? Should we go with the Rambam? How should we go?
It's interesting that the Rambam or Maris doesn't say anything here.
Yeah, so it seems that so you're right.
You can call it with the Mechaber.
Yeah, right? Yeah. See, it would seem that you're right. Maybe the Rambam is also asking for Mechaber. It's a din derabanan. So now, once it's a din derabanan, you have a suffix derabanan and a suffix derabanan. But even like the Mechaber, even if you hold it's a suffix derabanan, you still shouldn't put yourself into that suffix. So if it's negev for you to daven by a later minion, right? If you have a chavrusa later or whatever it is, and then the only reason you're davening marv earlier is because you know you'll get home early or whatever. But maybe for during sfiras ha'omer, it's more of an image. So for a person to be makbid to daven at a later marv, even if you daven earlier mincha, like you know, and they daven marv right afterwards. But if you're going to be somewhere where you can daven marv easily afterwards, it might be worth it to be yaitz of this medaktikin.
Is so it best to say it immediately after marv? Is that the ideal?
Is it best to say yeah?
Because it's shalim. That's shalim.
Well, Marv has to go first. Oh, tamimim. There isn't enough tamimis to do it early as soon as you can in the night. There's also the reason might be the mitzvahs. But
Marv earlier and then wait till say Sfiras ha'omer later.
Well, yeah. So then you're because then you're really then you might forget. You're gonna get nervous. Yeah. Okay. I mean,
well,
yeah.
Shema also.
Yeah.
Shema anyway.
Yeah. So then people for early Shabbos when they make early Shabbos have no problem doing it. Maybe Shabbos is different. Okay. Fine. So, but yeah, you're saying all good. But I'm just saying that it could be that for these specific time periods, Sfiras ha'omer, if it's possible for you, like you have a charus anyway in the kayol and you just want to daven earlier because you want to get home at 10 instead of 10:30, maybe for Sfiras ha'omer you should take on the daven at 10. Okay. But anyway, he's saying v'chein roi lasis. Look at this next Mishnah Berurah. But it's loy lechatchilo makom makom v'di'evad and birach finish mashas yotze avol ha'el yirabim mefakvek v'zeh u'mitzadei the nachoin sheyachzer v'yisper b'tzeisa gacham b'libra.
Where are you reading right now?
Mishnah Berurah.
Where?
Tezva. Sifkan Tezva.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Tzimeg. Al yirabim mefakvek v'zeh u'mitzadei the nachoin sheyachzer v'yisper b'tzeisa gacham b'libra. It's best, even if b'di'evet. He has a different
set of
looks
like.
Yeah, because that's mine.
Tesvav.
Sifkot and Tesvav and Siv Beis. It was just the next Mishnah. I just continued.
Right there.
So why is the El Yerabba, why does he have a problem with this B'dievet? Let's say B'dievet, a guy makes a B'nish Moshes. So why can you just be Yotze B'dievet? So El Yerabba doesn't like it because all these places can hold that it's a Deraisa. So then if it's a Safek Deraisa, Safek Deraisa L'chumra, it can't be Yotze. You got to do it again. So that's why the Rebbe is not so happy. So
who's the El Yerabba again?
Probably not, I'm not sure. I don't know.
I mean, if the Shulchan are paskins that as much as Sirius of Luz the Rabbanan, then I don't see the big problem here if you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you wouldn't lose it for sure.
Be afraid of some shita that holds its derisive. If the halacha is that it's been Rabbanan, you can go with the halacha.
Yeah, you could go if you want to be stick to just to be the mechaber. You could do it. B'dievet be yotze. You wouldn't lose the count if you did a b'nish mashas. But the Rabbi,
if the halacha says that it's min rabbanan,
right? I'm just saying the way that's open up.
My focus in every case. The halacha is the halacha. We're always allowed to follow the halacha. Mm-hmm.
Right, everyone wants
to. You don't have to be more from
it. Yeah, so that's why the Mishabru is saying it. Mishabru is saying it in a very nice way. I like the way he's saying it. He's saying b'dievet yotze. He's bringing the El Yerabba to let you know that, listen, there's Kama V'Kama Rishayim who holds the Daraisa.
Yeah, Kama, it's the Rambam and the Rabbah.
No, that's why I showed
there's
you the Be'alacha.
I
thought you said three of them.
No, that's why I continued. If
it was
followed
by etc.
If you look at the Be'alacha again, list for Eimer, he lists the Rambam, he says Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Shebal Leket, Rabbeinu Binyamin, Rav Yah, or Zeruah, Rav Yudai, Rav Amram, Ritz Gaius. He brings a whole list.
Oh, I missed that.
Right, that's what I was trying to point out. That you see that this is a sheet, this is a tzad that you have to reckon with. It's not just like you have a rive against the mias, so you don't have to be choshish for the mias. Here you have a number of rishayim that hold that it's a daraisa. So there's so many rishayim that hold it's daraisa. That's why the Mishnah Berurah would say that El Yerabba, he wants to let you know. El Yerabba is not so happy just to be ever just count again. That's the best way. Okay. Now, what is? I mean, if you take a look at the Shaar Tzion, look, you know the Shaar Tzion on the bottom is Sifkat Chaf, the small print of the Shaar Tzion. It says Chaf. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is keying you in on from the El Yerabba, and he's telling you why is the El Yerabba telling you that you should bench again? Mishum de laharbe paiskim sphere bezman hazad deraisa lahachi ein lismaich al speik lila. You should not be saimeth on this. What? You shouldn't be saimeth on this the whole suffix of binish mashas that it's a.
What is it? Ein lismaich.
It don't count.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's lismaich. It's
lismaich.
Okay. You have the oldest one here.
That's probably. Laser print also.
Okay, so now here's the next shaila. What is binish mashas? Okay, you daven a daven nacham after they finish mincha. Now they daven marav right away. Maybe there's a 2-minute dvar halacha, and then right away they daven marav and they say sfira. So is that finish mashas? What's finish mashas?
9 minutes after shkia till whatever.
So okay, so we know that for Shabbos, right? For Shabbos, finish mashas is right after shkia, right? You don't find anybody doing malacha a minute after shkia. Okay, but this is—it's not so possible.
That's the rice of the people are much more.
So let's take a look at the Be'alacha. Be'alacha b'chein roi lasses. This is why we need the Be'alacha. You can't just learn the Mishnah Berurah because then you don't know what Binish Mosh is. So you'll think you can go ahead and daven many places daven. So take a look at what he says. B'chein roi lasses. I'm Mishnah Berurah. You have it though.
Yes, I do.
I'm Mishnah Berurah. Then see the Binish Mosh is yot. So look at Mishnah Berurah. I just said that if you do sphere, so I'm Binish Mosh yot. So can't cause Magen Avraham the Mishnah Chayim. The davar zeh, or maybe it's something else. The davar zeh muskir betoises menachas that son of vav yirmasal zecher umasai mikra benish mashes. So what's called benish mashes? Ayn simin reis samachalaf. Take a look at that simin. The das hashulchan aruch shom. The benish mashes who gimel revoy mil koydim tzeisak nechavim. It's 3 mil, 3/4 mil before tzeisak nechavim. Bahu karev lereva shah be'erech. So it's what's a quarter of an hour? 15 minutes. So it's 15 minutes before 6. That's what Binish Mashas is according to the Shulchan Aruch.
6.
Huh?
Before what?
Before 6.
6, okay.
6 like a chav. It's a quarter of an hour before 6.
Until 6?
So, Yeah, until it says. Then once it hits says, it's Vade Laila.
So yeah. Just 15 minutes.
It's just 15 minutes. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lakish says.
A quarter of an hour before it says is considered...
It's considered Bein HaShemashos.
The beginning of Bein HaShemashos.
That's the entire extent of Bein HaShemashos.
Maybe that's the beginning or the...
It starts 15 minutes before Tzeis and goes till Tzeis.
It's
15
minutes
long.
In what region and during what time of year?
So wait a second. Let's go through the most cool digashita, which is 45 minutes, right? Let's say 45 minutes after Shkia is Tzeis. So 15 minutes before that is what? 30 minutes. So you're talking about 30 minutes after Shkia. Okay, so you have to be careful. Some of these places, if you're davening mincha 10 minutes before Shkia.
Yeah.
Are they davening Marv 30 minutes after Shkia?
No.
So you're not a Bein HaShemashos. So then you wouldn't even have the B'diavon here. You'd be playing with a little bit of you'd be cutting it really close. And he says, look at this. Umikaiden, what's before 15 minutes before Tzeis? Have a vada yai. Vayin shamber alacha. Now he's gonna do whatever you're all thinking. Vayin shamber alacha. Take a look over there. Reis on the chalf and the bear alacha over there. Wait a second, some people hold that Bein HaShemashos starts right away after Shkia. Hainu le'inyin Shabbos. Like Rabbi Lichtig was saying, that's the Negev Shabbos. The Naktina l'chumra, we're going l'chumra, so therefore if we want to be machmer, so then you can be machmer more. But here, you're trying to use it to be mekel because you want to get this Bein HaShemashos so that you can get this b'di'evad yaitzah, or even like the mechaber that maybe maker adin you'll even be yaitzah. He says, hey, you can't do avol hakol, avmila derabanan, sarach in, and nucha lahakol v'leimar tati kulei. I don't know if you can say two kulos over here. Number one, they don't go like Rabbi Yehuda, okay? And he continues. Fine, at the end, and if you look at the end, the tzarach in. So it's a tzarachin, at least at the very least, it's a tzarachin if you're doing Sfiras HaOmer more than 15 minutes before Tzeis, which I would say is 30 minutes after Shkia, right? The most mekel d'gashita, 30 minutes after Shkia. If you're benching Sfiras HaOmer before 30 minutes after Shkia,
it's too soon.
I would be very nervous about that.
And it's 10 minutes and they daven mincha. It's 15 minutes daven mincha, so it's 5 minutes.
5 minutes after Shkia.
Shkia.
Let's say they give a 5 minute drasha, and then
5 minutes.
Exactly. So he got it, and they're really. You got to be careful. Yeah. You might not. You might not. Might not be yotzi even b'di'evad.
Does this apply for all halachas that it's considered day if you're within 15 minutes before Tzeis? For Nida, for Mila.
Well,
for Yom Kippur.
I don't know because first of all, Minarai says you have to be machmer. The point is,
I'm not talking about machmer. What about bris mila?
Right. So that I'm saying that's a din d'oraisa. You have a mitzvah to do it during the day. So
which day?
Right.
Let's say it's after Shkia.
7 minutes after Shkia.
Oh, you're talking about okay, fine. That's a different shot.
So
let's say
it's the eighth day.
No, but I thought your shot was like this. Let's say it's the eighth day. You know, it's the eighth day. He was born in broad daylight on the day, but then 8 days later, now it's 10 minutes after Shkia. Can
go.
I do the
okay.
Bismillah? So then I don't know if you'd be able to. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just telling you, this is what he says. Shulchan Aruch says, Reis HaMachalov, Bein HaShemashos is 30 minutes after Shkia.
Yeah.
Okay? So this is also. It's been
is there any issue about when Shkia is?
The Rishonim all have different ideas of what Shkia is, what Seis is.
We'll have to discuss it. There's a
Sfarim written only on these specific questions.
Yeah. So we'll have to discuss that also. But I mean, for now, I can't give you a clear answer on that.
There's somebody from somebody in New Jersey, I think, wrote a whole country on Zmanim.
Okay, fine. So that's that. Now take a look at the next halacha because it's also very negayim. Okay, and this is where we might find a kula for the people that do it anyway. Hamispalol im hatzibur. The next siv gimel. Now after siv gimel, we saw siv beis. Siv beis says that if you want to be medakdek, you should do it later after things. And now we have siv gimel. Let's say you're davening with a minion. So you mispalol hatzibur. You're davening with a minion. Mibaydiyay, and it's still light outside. It's still day. And they're davening Ma'ariv, and they're making the bracha. Mayna imahem b'loy bracha. So you should count with them without a bracha. Then Yisker Balailo Yavarach V'Yisper. So then, if you remember later, so then you should say it again. Say the bracha again without a bracha.
Don't protest.
Well, why would you say a bracha later on? Because if you were Yotze when it's
coming. Great question. We're going to see that. That's a great question. So we'll see the Mishabura. That's a great question.
Definitely. He's probably having a mind then, not.
No,
exactly. So
I do it all tonight.
Yeah. So take a look at the Ramah. Va'afilu ana amen al birkas hakal. Even if he says amen, even if he says amen on the bracha of the Sheikh Tzibor, who's ever benching, still, if his das was not to be Yotze with the Kaal, Yasser v'yavarach v'yisper b'lai. You can go ahead. And bench again.
Then why did he bother counting if he had in mind not to be Yotze?
The bracha. He had in mind not to be Yotze, the bracha.
No, but he should count with them. Yeah. He should. Okay, so take a look. So let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. So we're jumping the gun.
It's not the bracha.
No, he should know. The first part is he should not make money mind below bracha. He should say it without a bracha. It's still daytime. They're davening for something. They're saving me by the eye.
And if he had died till Shalom Latzeis, then he should count later with a bracha. That's what he's saying, right?
Right.
But if he had in mind not to be Yotze, what has he gained by counting?
Oh, so take a look. Let's see.
Even if he forgets later on, now he's not Yotze.
So let's take. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's give him a chance, and then we'll see if anything is still. So mibaydiyai. So first of all, the shaila is, what does mibaydiyai mean? We just had a whole discussion about what benishvashis is, and now the machaber says a mispalel the matzibu mibaydiyai. So is he talking about benishvashis? He's not talking. Zok mishtabura yesh machoyim shepirshu dehainu benishvashis. To who's fake lila? The yaitzin azi de sphere la paiskim the sphere who the sphere is ma'azav de'avon. So then your yaitzay if you hold that it's the de'avon. Right, like we said earlier, we said if you hold this terabon, so then you have a suffix terabon, which is the kula. Achim, who writes Lodaki, Glitzman says, Kavi? This guy in Sid Gimel that the Machaber is talking to, this is a guy that wants to be Yaitse after Seis. He wants to be Yaitse like all the cheetahs that hold his deraisa. He doesn't want to be Saimachand and the Rishonim that say that's only terabon. He wants to be Yaitse like everybody. So therefore, what he should do, this is what the Machaber, he is who the Machaber is talking to. So what should he do? The Kamer Machaber, the Hu Yimna Imahim Penishkach Afrika. So he should bench with them, because maybe he's going to forget later. V'yashu V'dayte, this is what he should think. In Esker Afrikach Balaila Limnois, if I remember later to make the Lusfiris Eimer, Ein Ani writes a Lotzis Besfirisu. Uchukame Bahagot. So there, so he's saying, if I remember, but if I don't remember, so I want to be Yotze with them.
So he'll be
Yotze, well, he'll be Yotze like all the, and you'll be fine. You'll be completely fine.
He's covering all ground.
But that way he's covering all the ground.
According to the sheet, it doesn't say it's Midrabanan.
Right.
But he won't be Yotze according to the sheet, it doesn't say it's
Midrabanan. Right, but since we passed Midrabanan, so he'll be okay. He's not going to lose it. He's not going to lose fear without a bracha.
Right. Not that we know.
Okay, so by the way, this is this
complicated session he's got to make every night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully
mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen that often. It's just this guy. One time.
Okay, so then we have like this. Then take a look. I know you know it's not yours, but from this halacha, this Tanai that you're making, Sher B'Kiva Eger has a very good shmaka case. He says somebody that comes to the shul in the morning, right, and he sees that Kriyashma with the Tzibur is going to be after Zman Kriyashma. Right? That was at a later minyan. So he wants to say Kriyashma before that, right? But there are some sheet, there are according to some sheetas, maybe that you'll get a different Zman Kriyashma if you daven with them. So what should he do? So Zrukta Kiveger, beautiful, make this tonight. Say Kriyashma right away as soon as he walks into Shul. But have in mind that if
the right
smile,
you don't want to be
Yotze. Right. So because you want to see Kriyashma with the Tzibor, and you want to say it with the brachas.
Yes.
So he says, have in mind that if the Tzibor will pass Zman Kriyashma, so then I don't want to be Yotze with them, I want to be Yotze now. Right. And if not, I'd rather be Yotze with their Kriyashma.
Where are you looking?
Is it a bigger...
This is just like something... No, this is
that whole thing with the brachas, not the brachas, the bigger, it's kind of better mitzvah.
Yeah, it's better to say Kriyashma. And also the Tzibor, it's always better. Right. It's always better to do with the Tzibor.
Even Sefiras Roman?
Yeah. So the Raivam, there's always a Raivam Hajjasnala, right? It's always better to do it that way. Also, you should know here that when it says when you have to have Mechavin not to be Yaitse, right? What does it mean you have to be Mechavin? Let's say you don't think of anything. You're not being Mechavin to be Yaitse.
Stand up.
Right? You're just stand up. So you're spacing out. You're not thinking, you're not thinking to be Yaitse, you're not thinking not to be Yaitse. So Mishbura says, no, look at Mishbura next one, Sipkan Yazayin. Dafka Mechavin Shaloi Latze. So you have to have in mind not to be Yaitse. Avu Vistama Yaitse. According to that shita, then you'd be yaitze. Okay, and even though we pass him mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. That's how we pass him. There's one shita that has a itza had a.
It's a machlokas amoraim, isn't it?
It is, but we pass him mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. That's why it's a real. You can really get yourself into problems with a lot of mitzvahs that we're doing, that we're not having kavanah to be yaitze the mitzvah. Kavanah, yeah, Masiyat Kavanah, I'm saying tefillin. How many times are you putting on tefillin? You're thinking, oh, I want to be Yotzeh Tefillin Shoyadna, I want to be Yotzeh Tefillin Shorosh?
Matzah, everybody has in mind to be Yotzeh Shulchan Aruch. You just got to get this out of the way first.
Okay.
Chicken soup, please.
Okay, and I want to just point out one more thing before, and then maybe we'll continue next week. That take a look at the next Mishavurus of Katan Yitches. Yivarech v'yisper b'layla. Right, so then what he says that you should do is have kavana not to be yaitzei, and then later on at night you should just say it's with them without a bracha, and then later make the bracha. V'afilu b'erev Shabbos shekvar kibul Shabbos v'gam espal matzibur. V'afilu hachi yivarech v'yisper b'layla. So he should do this for your son later that night. Kivin shleir rotzal latzis b'mashas sabim meinash mashas. Kosev achrayim. Now this is a big deal, I think. There's this app that I just heard about on Shabbos, but even before the app, I heard that there's a certain text message you can get every night. You get the text message, and it'll tell you, Sphere Cyber, and then it's, I have to remember Sphere Cyber, and then you say Sphere Cyber.
But let's say
you didn't have Mar.
Yeah.
So what should you do? Should you wait for Mar?
I do it.
So what should you do? Let's say you know you daven Maariv every single night at 10 o'clock at the field. Let's say you know you daven Maariv. But you get that text and it's 9 o'clock. So I don't know. In case I'll run out after Maariv and I won't get. So what should you do? Should you say this sphere? Should you wait for Maariv? So from this mishmar says, "Im yasek echavim mutalei lispar afil lo yispal daven Maariv." You can go ahead say sure. So I mean, if you daven Maariv, v'afil motzei Shabbos.
I'm sorry. He says you go ahead and count.
Yeah, count even before Maariv. This is the Mishnah Berurah. I was going to get to this. I don't have enough time today, but I want to get to that Ramosha seems to be from Ramosha that he holds that you should wait to Maariv. Daven Maariv first, and then do the Sphere Cyber.
Why is he saying do it right away? Did he say because you might forget, or what's
well, he's not saying. I don't know if he's saying you should do it right away, but he's saying it's certainly
mutter. Why would you think you can't do it?
Yeah. What's the advantage of waiting?
I hear the diak, but I mean, Ramosha has a good cheshbon why you should wait. I mean, he says because lemaisa when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, which one should you do?
Tader.
Maariv's tader. So he says therefore you should daven Maariv first. You don't want to daven Maariv for later. That's your cheshbon, but you got to daven Maariv.
Yeah,
but you also have mitzvah habal yadcha.
So that's also Maariv.
Both in front of you.
No, but Maariv is all minyan. Maariv is supposed to be the minyan for somewhere, not necessarily.
Right, I mean, there's an Indian of Raivam, like I said, but you should know, I just want to point something out also before we start. This Mishabur said Mibayyai means Benashmashas. Okay? Right, we said Mibayyai means Benashmashas, and that's really, I think that a lot of shuls here are not getting Benashmashas. According to the Berlacha, they're not even getting the Benashmashas. You should just to be Malam Sos, the Berlacha brings down Samachrayin in that hold that what this Halacha Mibayyai is talking about after Plag. And after plag, if they're davening after plag, then you can. Just the first line. He says, "I'm Mishmar Mashmar Mehem to be plag Amitchol Kul Yamini Ani Yachal Limnais." You can't daven.
It's still daytime.
Right.
But still daytime. Is still
but some people, I mean, like we know, will make early Shabbos. They'll daven Mincha before plag.
For sure, can't.
And then they daven afterwards. Yes, yeah, so that's a shiloh whether even on Shabbos, that people are davening earlier to be early Shabbos, whether they should make a mark. Most people don't bench Sefiras Omer if you make early Shabbos. They always tell you to do it later. There's a sheet that holds you could do that. But I'm just... But I'm what it seems to me is that even this mibayim, even if you learn it's a little shver to learn that it's at the plag mincha. Nobody does it, and that's why I mean, if you really want to get the minish mushes, you really got to be careful with this with this fear.
I'm saying that let's say till now you've davened at a shul that doesn't what's called should you make a bracha.
Yeah.
You still make a bracha.
What is the davening one? Mayor Beretz Mincha.
Give me just one. I'll get a few words.
You still make a bracha. You're doing it.
Oh,
okay. Too early. But I think that you are saying we're saying it too early.
You could no, no. There seems to be sanecha, but I don't know. I don't know if it's. Because there is an meaning that if you're afraid you're going to forget, then you can do it. But you know,
I feel these days that people even though you want to wait for a better time, but like, people are just so much going on. If you don't do it now, it's very, very possible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people are like people usually knock them down the bar for
one time.
So if if you leave, say, if you don't milcha, then you don't have mar. Especially people that are learning anyway.
Then you're learning anyway, so just do it.
Why be coming to these? You're not even getting into shvashes.
You have a program.